An elderly man from Viola has been arrested for shooting the tires of a vehicle. 88-year-old Lester Kuntz was arrested after he allegedly shot out the tires of a vehicle following a traffic accident on Whitwood Road on March the 6th. Kuntz is charged with felony aggravated assault and a misdemeanor, first-degree criminal mischief. He was arrested and released after posting $20,000 bond. A man from Dora was arrested after he allegedly drove into a group of people, injuring one. Hunter Ray Warren was allegedly upset about an ex-girlfriend and drove into a group of people at a bonfire. He hit a man, sending him to Baxter Health. The incident happened around 4 a.m. on Saturday. Warren faces felony charges of armed criminal action, first-degree assault, and leaving the scene of an accident involving physical injury, and misdemeanor charges of operating a motor vehicle in a careless and imprudent manner involving an accident and operating a vehicle on a highway without a valid license. He's being held in Ozark County Jail.
The Thayer City Council met last night at City Hall for the regular monthly meeting. They first took care of regular business, then heard from Mr. and Mrs. Brosis about repairs to Southwest Drive. After a lengthy discussion, the council agreed to have the street department assess the road and hope to be able to help with repairs. City Council then approved the week of April 13th as the spring cleanup week. Then the City Council discussed the Jordans Project and the need for a loan for the Outer Road Project. Mayor Donna Martin talked about it.
We are to the point with the Jordans Project that is getting really exciting. It's time for us to see that place open up. But we're also at a crossroads for the city where it's scary and a difficult time. Because just like with any project anyone starts, any building anyone does, there's costs that you do not expect involved. So when I became mayor, we were thinking if we had $150,000 that we could pave that road, and that would be pretty good, and we'd be able to get it done. Brent, would you tell them where we're at with that now? What kind of money we're looking at?
We're about $550,000.
Mm. So, as you can see, this is part of the challenge of trying to grow. We've taken off a big bite to chew. And so, that being said, we are committed with following through. It is not my inclination. I do not like to have loans, but we are going to have to do this.
The loan is for $180,000, and the council approved. The council also accepted the bid from Pace Construction for the Outer Road Project at $239,320. The city council then approved putting an advertisement in the paper to hire a city hall employee. They also approved the court clerk attending the MACA conference in May. Council approved adding a city administrator ordinance. With that ordinance, the city clerk, Brent Collins, would become the city administrator, and the new hire would be a city clerk. The city council also had on the agenda to discuss the recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission, but since they had nothing in writing, agreed to go over those at the April meeting. City Council meets the second Tuesday of each month at City Hall. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man from Norwood. 33-year-old Trey Rex Walker was arrested on a Douglas County warrant for second-degree burglary, possession of stolen property, and tampering with a utility meter. His bond was set at $15,000 cash. A Mountain Grove man was arrested by the Highway Patrol for stealing livestock. 42-year-old Justin Emery was arrested on a Texas County warrant for theft of livestock. He was taken to the Texas County Jail. The Carter County Sheriff's Office has released information regarding several recent arrests and service of active warrants. You can view those at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A man from Texas has been arrested in Marion County. 40-year-old Cody Clinton Dennis was arrested in Hardin County, Texas, and extradited back to Marion County. A 26-year-old woman reported an incident that happened when she was 13 and Dennis was 28. Dennis is a registered sex offender and never notified the Marion County Sheriff's Office about his move to Texas. Dennis faces two counts of fourth-degree sexual assault, two counts of sexual indecency with a minor, and one count of failure to comply with registration and reporting requirements. He also faces a penalty enhancement for being an habitual offender. He's free after posting a $100,000 bond. A federal judge has ruled an Arkansas law requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools is unconstitutional. In a decision issued Monday, Stinson versus Fayetteville School District, Chief U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks struck down Act 573, which mandated that all public schools post a state-approved version of the Ten Commandments in classrooms and libraries. Brooks wrote that the law violates First Amendment protections, specifically citing concerns that it is denominationally preferential and could interfere with parents' rights to guide their children's religious upbringing. The Howell County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing juvenile. 16-year-old Andrew Woodruff was last seen yesterday at approximately 5 p.m., leaving his residence on County Road 8200 on foot, traveling north. Andrew is described as 5 feet 8 inches tall, about 150 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Clothing at the last time he was seen was a red long sleeve shirt, blue shorts, and Hey Dude shoes. Andrew has not returned home and his whereabouts are unknown. Anyone with information should contact the Howell County Sheriff's Office at 417-256-5544.